live. What's going on, everybody? I just peed in the shower. Finally. My whole life, people have been telling me that everybody pees in the shower.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Everybody pees in the shower. Well, not everybody admits it, but everybody pees in the shower, and I found that strange. I never have. It just seemed a little gross to me. But, you know, I'm not uptight. So I decided to try it, and I did, and I gotta be honest with you people. It's just not for me. I'll stick to the toilet. I don't get it. Maybe you have to be taking a shower at the time. Is that what's going on? I don't know. Because to go in there and just fling the shower curtain open and start peeing, it's not for me, but I don't judge. What's going on, everybody? What's happening? What's really going on? Let's see here. We got some new neighbors. We finally got some new neighbors, and they have a kid with ADHD.
Hey, everybody. It's me.
Yep, he's got ADD. He enjoys screaming at the top of his lungs while he hits my shed with a wiffle ball bat all day long. But it's okay, because he has ADD, or ADHD, whatever it is. So nothing can be done. He's been diagnosed, probably by some 24-year-old fresh out of college know-it-all who loves to prescribe medicine.
Yes, queen.
He's got ADHD. And his name is Jaden. What a dumb name. Jaden? Why are people naming their kids Jaden, Caden, Aiden? Some people do Braden. I was looking through my daughter's yearbook a while ago, and I noticed half the kids' names are rhyme with Iron Maiden. Everybody's got to get so clever with the kid names. Stop that shit. Grow up. And all of a sudden, everybody's kid has ADHD. Do you ever notice that? Everyone's kid has ADD or ADHD. That never used to exist. But now it's, if you're diagnosed with ADD, and the difference between ADD and ADHD, the difference is nothing, because they're both fake.
Gotcha, bitch.
How is it possible that half the kids all of a sudden have ADD? You sure they're not just little pricks? They could be just little pricks. That's what we used to call them. Little spoiled brats. Now they have ADD. Nothing can be done.
Aw, man.
Look, if your kid is a little asshole that no one likes, just say that he has ADHD. Everything is forgiven. Come on, Jaden.
You piece of
shit. Stop hitting the shed with the bat, Jaden. Come on, Jaden. There's no stopping these kids. Hey, I know Jaden took a Sharpie and drew some Pokemon figures in your driveway, but, you know, you just gotta remember, he's got ADHD, so it's out of our control, so. Because a doctor who gets paid money to prescribe medication to kids said that he has ADD, so we have to do whatever he says at all times now, because he has this disease. It's a disease where you let your kid do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it.
I did not know that.
He has this debilitating affliction of ADD. Even old people try to get in retroactively on ADD. Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, I had ADD. That's why I couldn't focus in school. That's why I didn't, that's why I still work at Quick Stop and I have all those rape charges. It's because of the ADD. I had ADD real bad. I couldn't focus when I was a kid. So, and they take him to therapy every third day.
Why the fuck would you?
No, it's not their fault that he's a little prick. It's not their parenting skills. It's the ADD. The only way to fight ADD that I have found, the only thing that somewhat works is to give him everything that he wants the second that he wants it. That kind of works. Seems to help with the condition. Jaden. What a stupid name. I don't think kids should be named anything at birth. Anyway, you don't know what sex they're gonna be. Let us not presume we know the sex or the pronouns. By the time that kid grows up, he might decide that he identifies as a sunset or a raccoon or a stick of gum or whatever.
Winning.
New pronouns are starting up every day. It's not all the kids' fault. They're being taught this in school now with the pronouns. Everybody's got a new pronoun. I'm gonna change my pronoun to Your Majesty. Yeah, you can call me Your Majesty. I identify as a god, actually. I identify as a god. Respect what I identify myself as. Yes, I drive a 2006 Town and Country minivan. And I can't remember Garbage Day very well. But that's how I identify, so Treat me in the way that I identify with. It's my truth. Respect my journey. Respect my truth. So it's not all the kids' fault. This is what they're teaching kids in kindergarten. This is a video, a real video that they're showing kindergartners. And this sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke. There's an actual video that they show first graders and kindergartners.
How come my penis gets big sometimes and points up in the air?
That's called an erection.
Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good.
Sometimes when I'm in my bath or when mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva too.
You have a clitoris there, Kayla, that probably feels good to touch the same way Keith's penis feels good when he touches it. But have you ever noticed that older kids and grown-ups don't touch their private parts in public?
They don't?
That's right, Keith. It's okay to touch yourself and see how different body parts feel, but it's best to only do it in private.
So that's a real video. Finally, teachers are teaching something that kids can use, you know? I wish they would have taught us how to beat off in kindergarten, but they didn't do that for us. But I'm not sure what this video was hoping to accomplish exactly, but it's a lot of fun to listen to. All right, kids, everyone put your coloring books away. Put those blocks away. I got a video for you to watch. Get over here. All right, show of hands. Who knows how to beat off? Okay. Well, this video, it's going to walk you through how to do it.
Shit, I'm gonna
forget the ABCs. Him. Forget that shit. It shit isn't gonna get you anywhere anymore. You guys need to learn how to beat off on camera for your OnlyFans that you'll have soon. The only jobs left when you graduate are gonna be websites where you jack off anyways. You kids need to start thinking about your cam sites. Think about your brand. And let's watch this video and find out exactly how and when to pleasure our penises and clits. All right, boys and girls? You know what? Teachers do have a tough job. Now they have to teach your kids how to jack off. They've been teaching useless shit for too long. I think this is what's going on. Finally, they're teaching little kids something they can really use in the real world. Like, hey, Timmy, do you ever see a vulva that was aroused? Well, you're in for a treat. I mean, what's next with these teachers? Enough already. Are they just making up their own curriculum? Is this something handed down from the top? Or what are we doing here? All right, everybody. Welcome to the jack-off hour. Come on in. I'm going to show you all when and where to touch your penis and clits. And 5 or 6-year-olds? They're showing this to 5 or 6-year-olds. What happened to coloring and blocks in kindergarten? Now it's vulvas and cocks. Everyone good with this? This is good for everybody? Is this progressive enough? I mean, where does it go from here? What is next with these people? Okay, you know what, kids? I think we've seen enough of the video. It's time to see what you got. Let's all masturbate, class. Come on, Timmy. You're not masturbating right. Come on, Timmy. Not like that. Like the video showed you, you silly goose. Do I need to put the video back on? Let's go. Start beating off. Anyway, teach what you want. It doesn't matter to me what you teach. But I do have a problem with my pugs. I'm having a problem. I have two dogs, and I need to get them trained because it's just not working out with these pugs. Hey, how's it going? You're the dog trainer?
This is the dog.
Are you a dog trainer?
We are.
Okay, are you a dog trainer?
I personally am not at the moment, but we have several here. What are you looking for?
Well, I have a problem with my pugs.
Okay.
And,
For like a group class or more of a private lesson?
Yeah, I just had some questions. Maybe a private lesson would be more appropriate for what's going on with these pugs.
Okay.
Do you know a lot about pugs?
I do.
Okay, so I got two pugs and, I do investments. I have a lot of clients over, and I do a lot of business at home, and I think these pugs are gay. I don't know what's going on. They're fine when no one's around, but as soon as I get clients over here, they like to be in the room with the new people. They start sucking each other off, and I can't have that.
Okay.
They'll 69 in front of my clients, and it's very unnerving what's been going on.
Yes. Is it opposite genders?
No, I think they're gay. They're two boys.
Okay.
And that's the thing is, you know, people like to see the dogs and they like to play with the dogs, but they start sucking each other off and it's just like, oh boy, here we go again with this. And it's, okay. it's you know, I've had it almost kind of ruin deals for me because I do a lot of investing.
Sure.
And I have clients coming over and they want, you know, before you know it, here we got the dog 69 and on the couch.
Yeah. Have you just tried separating them? Like only one comes out at a time?
Well, they're my babies and I spoil them. I needed somebody to train them not to do that, you know, as this problem.
Sure, sure. So what you can do is hop on our website.
Okay.
And there is actually one of our trainers does like in-home training. So like what she can do is come to your house and help you with that.
That'd be
and
nice.
You can actually sign up for all that right online. And then, you know, you can figure out. She has like one of those online calendars that what works for her and what works in your schedule that you can schedule that all together.
I also put these pugs in diapers. I don't know if that's the, you ever hear of doggy diapers?
Yep. That's usually for females in heat, but.
Well, you know, they piss and shit all over, so I have to sometimes put them in diapers, but.
Okay.
The minute I take those diapers off, if I have clients over, it seems like it turns them on or they want to show off or I don't know what happened. Have you ever heard of this?
Well, more or less, yes. A lot of it's just overexcitement, which can lead to overarousal. Are they neutered?
I don't know. I think they're gay dogs, for sure.
Do they still have their manly bits?
Yeah, that's what they suck on, is the manly bits. They suck each other off. It's just embarrassing.
Well, okay, so I'm talking about the testicles. Do they still have testicles?
And yes, they do.
That could be probably part of it, too.
Yeah. I hate to do anything that's not natural to these pugs because I love them so much, but
I mean, there is actually options. I'm not sure how many vets around here do it, but there is such thing as called zootering.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, you know, when a actual human gets fixed, it's kind of similar to that.
Okay.
Like everything's still there, but they just can't reproduce. And it does help with a lot of the testosterone.
Yeah. See, even me talking to you right now, that's enough for them to get aroused. They're 69ing right now in front of me. And it's fine. If they want to get pleasure in front of me, I have no problem. I just worry kind of about my investments on a professional level. So I was just maybe looking for someone to train them not to give oral all the time.
I mean, absolutely. That's, like I said, hop on our website.
I'm going to hop on the website. And I'll.
Yep, and it should be like a or something like that, and you can schedule a private lesson right in there.
Love it. Thank you.
You bet. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
See? Nice lady. Probably knows exactly where her clit is. Doesn't need a video for that. And that was brought to you by a new sponsor on the show. Tide Detergent is finally sponsoring the show. I got some new sponsors. Tide Detergent. Look, folks, any detergent on the market will get out mud or dirt or grass stains or food stains. That stuff's easy. Any detergent will clean that. But stains that are from oils or protein stains, you know, protein-based stains, shall we say? I think you know what I'm talking about. They can be tough to get out. Now there's Tide Ultra Jizz. Do you have a teenage boy at home? Are you finding suspicious stains on everything from blankets, quilts, socks, to damn near everything in between the couch cushions? Well, teenage boys are animals. And don't ever take a black light to a teenager's room. You'll never stop vomiting. And those stains are not going to be easy to get out. You can scrub and scrub until you get carpal tunnel in your wrist, but they're stubborn stains. And let's not kid ourselves, folks. You need Tide Ultra Jizz. It's a concentrated, special formulated soap, strong enough to get semen stains out of virtually anything. Hey, what are you doing in there, Bobby? Nothing, Ma. Go away. I'll be out in a few minutes, okay? Ah, sure thing, Bobby. Now that we have Tide Ultra Jizz, you go ahead and stay in there as long as you like. Just go ahead and put that laundry in a sealed bag and leave it outside the door. And I'll let Tide Ultra Jizz do the rest. So, Tide Ultra Jizz. Apparently this whole show is pretty much about beating off. Let's see. Let's do one more of these. I've been trying to get a calendar put together for my wife. She likes to do calendars, risque calendars. But it's hard to find a photographer who will do it. See what we can come up with here.
Hello?
Hi, is this a photographer?
Yes.
What do you charge for a day?
Well, it depends what I'm doing.
Well, but it's a calendar. My wife does calendars. She does one every year. Trying to find a photographer that'll work for a day on a calendar. I've been calling around. Everybody's kind of giving me the runaround here.
Well, yeah, well, it's kind of a vague thing. So, I mean, where do you have to go? I mean, you know, what do you
want to go? Stuff? It's just a regular photo shoot. You know, like, I guess what I'm saying is what we do with the pictures is kind of our business, right?
No, that's fine. Are you talking about in a studio?
Yes.
Like photos? Oh, yeah, I don't have a studio anymore.
Well, we can do it at home. It's fine. You could do it. We could do it at our home if that's the holdup.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm just trying to get some rates.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's just unusual. You know, I usually like do weddings or family reunions, things like that, or corporate things. So this is different.
It'll be a little different, but it's fine. You'll fit in. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. So my rate for photography is $500 for the first 2 hours and $150 each additional hour.
Okay. These would be of the sexual nature, but it's not going to be, you know, we want it tasteful, but, have you ever done anything of that nature?
Not really, but I know just the guy for you.
Okay.
I mean, this guy works for me. He shoots weddings with me and stuff, but he does a lot of, like, modeling portfolios and you know, a little more explicit stuff. And he does it all the time, and he knows how to pose people. He's really, really good at it. All right, so here's his phone number. And he answers his texts pretty much better than voicemails.
And he'll do nudes?
Yeah, no, he does all kinds of stuff. He came here from California. He actually used to work with, porn company out there shooting videos.
No, well, we're not going to go to that. We're not going that route,
sir. That's fine. I'm just saying.
I mean, come on.
And he knows how people pose and do different things. So,
well, we're not going to do anything.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying that he's had more experience. I've never done anything. I just do weddings and corporate stuff.
This guy sounds fun. But, all right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. Bye.
All right, that guy wasn't going to help me. Let's see if his friend will come through.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Brian.
Yes?
Hey, what's up? I got your number from another guy, another photographer. How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I want to do a calendar. For my wife.
Okay.
I heard you like you don't have no hang-ups. This other guy called. He had a bunch of hang-ups. He didn't want to do the stuff.
Did you call Doug?
Yeah, he's afraid to do it. Whatever.
He's married, so he's worried about that stuff.
Yeah, I want to get freaky, dog. Cause we do this every year. We make a calendar, but I want this one to be a little bit. I want to go crazy, dead ass.
Okay.
What do you charge?
I probably would charge about $400 for something like that. You want me to do the fulfillment on the prints and everything, or you want to get it printed yourself?
Well, we could talk about that. I don't have a strong opinion about that. Money's not really an object for this project. Yeah. We do it every year, but I want this one to be.
I mean, $400 is about my normal rate for, you know, that many.
I want to get her naked.
Do a calendar and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I want it to be pornographic. I want this one to be...
I mean, I'm from L.A., man. I'm not squeamish of that shit.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Because we got some...
You've heard of the valley in Los Angeles, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. And you'll be taking a picture of her valley, if you know what I mean. All right. I'm going to take it to the next level. Dead ass.
All right. Yeah, just send me... go to rarephoto.com,
yes.
And you can check out some of my fashion work on there, and then you can get a hold of me.
This is going to be fun. You want in?
That stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Let's do it.
Right.
If you want to get in.
I'm down to do the pictures right now. Like, money's been kind of tight, so photo gigs are good for me.
Yeah, and if you want to get in the pictures, that's fine, too.
We'll see about that. I kind of got a semi-serious relationship right now, so
you know, it's all for work. But
I'll
say that website again.
Photo.com.
Hell yeah. All right, I'm going to call you back. Thanks.
All right, yep, not a problem. Bye.